Utah is one of the 31 states in the U.S. that use capital punishment as a penalty for murder.
In reality, as a proponent of limited government, I can't trust government to deliver mail to the right house. How could I trust them to execute the right person?
That was Darcy Von Oren, the executive director of the Utah Justice Coalition. Under Utah law, aggravated murder is the only crime that can invoke the penalty of death. But the definition of aggravated murder is too broad, according to Utahns for Alternatives to the Death Penalty director Ralph Della Penna.
Utah has the longest list of aggravating circumstances of any state in the country, which means the death penalty in Utah is probably unconstitutional.
But the lack of definition and the legality of capital punishment in Utah are only a few of the many reasons why the panel says they are concerned about the death penalty. Von Oren says,
you have minorities, perpetrators, where they're nearly 10 times more likely to receive the death penalty. And so it seems to be targeting minorities and more specifically African Americans.
In 2014, 42% of death row inmates were African American. The cost to keep those inmates on death row is another reason why she is opposed to the practice.
Utah's done its own studies to find that it costs taxpayers $1.6 million more if a case is eligible for death row. You know, they could end up deciding by the end of the case, ruling that this person is guilty in, you know, manslaughter or third-degree murder, but since death penalty was on the table, the state taxpayers are incurring all of those costs, when in fact you could have just given them life without parole and avoided this entire cumbersome and ridiculous process that ensues when death penalty is on the table.
Della Penna believes the U.S. judicial system is too flawed to risk the lives of potentially innocent people.
Anytime a system is run by human beings, there's going to be human error. And where the result of an error is potentially death, then that's something we want to try to avoid as human beings.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Shaney Howard.